to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I've got a feeling that Easter is not as popular as Christmas. Everyone loves to celebrate Christmas, but do we celebrate Easter with the same degree of affection? I think not. There's no baby Jesus and the warm sense of gifts. It's a different time of the year. The Christmas story is easy to live with the carols and the dramatic rescue from Herod. It's a kind of a feel-good story, but not so with Easter, especially Good Friday, the brutal story of a man's execution in a barbaric manner, nailed to the cross, left to die in a horrible death. It's not pretty, definitely R-rated for all the blood and the violence. The death of Jesus Christ is definitely a shocking event that changed the whole course of history, and so it's not a nice story, quite a confronting one. Something else about Easter feels wrong. It's not an entirely happy story. Jesus lived a life of profound, inexplicable grief and sadness. To be rejected by everyone, to be innocent and yet condemned to death. How can you work that one out? It's beyond comprehension. It's not to say that Jesus didn't have moments of joy and happiness during his years on earth. He did. But he came to his own, this planet that he made. And I imagine he felt deep loss every day at the broken state of all that he created and loved. He came to his own. The Bible says we rejected him. The world didn't want a saviour like that. Instead of viewing Easter as a holiday, which has come to mean probably a long weekend to enjoy, Christians should return to it being a holy day, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. And for us, it's the holiness of Jesus that gives us new life, the resurrection that we commemorate on Easter morning. So for Christians around the world, Easter marks the celebration of the death and resurrection of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And more specifically, Easter celebrates the resurrection of Jesus after his crucifixion. Christians believe that Jesus Christ was crucified Good Friday and rose 3 days later. So it's a four-day celebration. We live in a post-modern, post-Christian Australia where most unchurched people know the basic story, I guess, of Christmas and Easter. The problem is they already know the what. It's like knowing how a movie ends before you begin watching it. But do they know the why? Do they really care about the why of the Jesus story? Are they affected? Possibly not. Good Friday is the day that the Roman prefect Pontius Pilate, who governed the province of Judea, that roughly corresponds to present-day Israel and Palestine, he presided over the blasphemy, the trial of Jesus, and unable to bring himself to pass down a sentence of death, Pilate washed his hands. He let the crowd decide Jesus' fate. And when it appeared that they wanted him to be crucified, Pilate sort of gave in. Crucified on a Good Friday, but Jesus rose on the Sunday. So the question could be asked, what's the big deal about Easter anyway? Well, 2,000 years ago, an event took place in the Middle East that made it possible for our lives today to be changed, an event that proved that Jesus was who he claimed to be, the God in the flesh. He came on earth to save us. And you might say, save me from what? The reason Jesus died on the cross was to save us from our own sin, to pay that penalty so that we wouldn't have to. He came to earth willingly. He went through a trial where phony charges were brought up against him. He was sentenced to death. Was this something God didn't count on? No, it was all part of his plan. I think many of us have made up our minds about Jesus. You either believe he was a liar, a lunatic, or he was exactly who he claimed to be, the Son of God. He said, I didn't come to judge the world, but I've come to save it. And he could have stopped that illegal trial, but the cross was there, part of the plan, dying to pay the penalty of your sin and mine. So the question today is, does the resurrection of Jesus Christ matter? Does it make a difference? It certainly does. There is lots of proof about this. And I think today we can stop and say, yes, Easter is a celebration. Thank you, dear Lord, that on this day we can celebrate your death and, more significantly, too, the resurrection from the dead. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.